New Radio and Sports Network.com. Preview time for Southern Door football on Friday as they travel to Oconto to face the Blue Devils. And we are joined right now by head coach Ryan Zilke. And coach, coming off homecoming, how do you keep focus right now just because of, you know, you got the offense running on cylinders? I think it's about 52 points a game you're averaging right now. And the defense playing great as well. But how do you kind of keep focus on the team and on the games ahead here, making sure that even though it's good that the confidence is high, that they don't go beyond that?
Well, we rely a lot on goals that we set coming into the season, and winning two games was definitely not one of those goals. So in our minds, we haven't really accomplished anything yet. We're just trying to improve every day. The one benefit that we're having is a little more lighthearted at practice. The guys are seeming to enjoy the running even a little bit more when you're coming off a winning streak, albeit a short one so far. But we definitely look to continue that and continue the morale and the way the team is playing and enjoying the sport. And it's always more fun to win.
And you bring up a good point because you're getting close to matching last year's win total, and I'm sure that it has kind of a ripple effect, not just on the practice field or in the games, but also in the coach's room as you get ready the game plan.
It definitely does, feel a lot better to go in, 2-0 and feel like we're doing something right and just trying to improve on what we're doing instead of looking to maybe change directions or find a new wrinkle. But as of right now, we trust in the guys to continue to execute. We're always looking to improve and using practice to sharpen up the things that we need to clean up that we see on film. And, that's fundamentals primarily at this point, trusting the scheme and trusting the athletes to just clean up those little areas of improvement. And it'll be big gains for us in the long run.
And when you take a look at that film, what are some of the things that are bringing a smile to your face, and what are some of the things that are keeping you up at night?
Well, Nick Baldwin is definitely running very well. I wish he would learn to be a running back more than a fullback at times. He definitely likes to lower his shoulder and bring that punishment instead of maybe try and get out of a tackle, so to speak, with a stiff arm or finding the sideline. Kind of a repeating habit of our guys that they want to continue to run into the teeth of the defense instead of trying to find that open space. But so that worries me. And really, it's the stresses of the season that aren't on the field that are concerning me this year. With the COVID pandemic has definitely changed a lot. And now with the athletes and making sure that they're healthy and doing it the right way and all precautions are taken, and that's really been the story of the season. And we're trying to change that narrative on the field, but off the field, that's always what we have to be concerned with.
And you bring up a good point as, you look around the area, you see Sevastopol struggling to get an opponent because of COVID issues. Not their fault, but other teams that they've been trying to schedule haven't been able to meet that because of COVID. Luxembourg-Casco, there's some COVID concerns with not just their football team, but the volleyball team as well. How much does that worry you, and how happy are you that so far that hasn't been a big issue for your team?
It's looming out there, and I know that our volleyball team was affected by it as well. But so far, our Backerland Football Conference, which is a separate entity of itself, is doing well. I think that there's a commitment by Southern Door to play sports in the fall here, especially football, and the Packerland schools that are involved in that conference are echoing that sentiment. We all want to get these games in. We want to give these guys and athletes a sense of normalcy to continue playing and give them the seasons they expect, albeit that they are changed up from here, but we're doing everything we can. We're taking precautions. Our athletes are taking precautions and doing things outside of their normal that they normally would. Homecoming was not the festivities that it was in the past, and they're making those sacrifices to be able to continue to play. And I think we're seeing that more and more with the teams and with the guys that are able to keep going, that they're doing everything in their power to continue their seasons. And, that's all we can do. We can do what we can to control that situation and hope that week to week we can keep playing.
Limited opportunities to get film on Oconto, your opponent tonight. What do we know about this team?
Trying to use a lot of the familiarity of playing them. Been a conference opponent for a while. New head coach, so there's a few things that change. It really looks like they're going to try and be a option team, triple option team out of a power eye. They like to throw the ball a little bit. It should be a good test for our defense. Good athletes on that side. Looking forward to giving our guys a different look that they haven't seen so far with the true spread from Clintonville to the a little tighter run game from Hesh to go. And now, you know, we get to go into a situation where maybe they'll be a little more even, keep us on our toes. And then defensively, they're looking to take away what we do. They run a five front, so they're going to look to take away the run. I like to say we're a running team, but I'm pretty confident in the fact that we can also throw the ball when we need to, as we showed in Clintonville. Decent quarterback, pretty good running backs that I think Alex will make the adjustments needed to make, and our play calling will adjust as well once we see what defense they want to do, whether they come at us, stack the box, and give us a passing game, or if we're just going to, you know, run the ball as we did last week against Mexico.
Head coach Ryan Zielke joining us for just a few more minutes. Is there any, I guess, what kind of thoughts do you have? Oconto, obviously, you know, just like most school districts in the state right now, or a lot of school districts, at least in the region, have been virtual for at least a week, if not two. What does that kind of play into maybe the type of team that you're seeing? Because, you know, they're not going through the whole rigors of going to school, getting up early, and things like that, more the virtual instruction. But at the same time, you know, you never know. It might take a little bit more for them to get up, to go to practice, because they haven't had kind of the momentum of the day.
It's really hard for me to speak on, I guess, you know, with Southern Door doing everything they can and staying, you know, in school and doing that in-school instruction. You know, I can just comment on what we're doing and trying to prepare that way. I would imagine it would be difficult to make sure that you have the attendance from your athletes and hard to get them, you know, off the couch, so to speak, if they're home all day, and then get them to practice. But we've seen our athletes, you know, have a half day or miss a day of school because of teacher in-service or whatnot and still be very productive at practice. So it's hard for me to say either way. I don't expect that to change what we see on Friday night, and we're going to expect to see a loaded Blue Devil team that's going to come, you know, do everything they can to get that win.
It's time for our weekly Mad Lib. Southern Door wins this game if?
Southern Door wins this game if we are able to adjust to whatever defensive front they show us. If they stack the box and we run or we pass against that, or if they stay in a backed off defense and we run it, I think our adjustments will dictate the win to their defense.
Head coach Ryan Zielke joining us on the new Radio Sports Network. We thank you so much, and thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Tim. Go Eagles.
You're listening to the new Radio Sports Network and the radio stations of DoorCountyDailyNews.com.